Blog Talk Radio.
By none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We live with LOF. What's going on, bro?
Oh, what's going on with you? How you doing?
Man, pretty good, dog. Pretty good. Chilling out here in the shy. Where you at?
Right now, I'm in Tacoma, Washington.
All right. Shout out to the whole state.
Washington State.
Yeah, man. All right. So, yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
Well, shit, I'm LOF, Boss Ghetto. Live on forever. Boss Ghetto, Ghetto, whatever y'all want to call it. But, yeah, the new track, 94.
So you said LOF, live on forever.
Yeah, live on forever.
How'd you get the name?
Well, I always was called Ghetto, but then I just added the Boss, and, you know, I needed, like, a brand or something, so I just, you know, added the LOF.
Yeah, that's
and
dope.
Just, shit, live on forever, it just fit.
How long you been doing it, man?
Man, I've been doing music for a while. Yeah, probably, like, since 2007. Well, having a studio, you recorded music, but I've been rapping, you know, when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, 2007, I took it serious.
All right, so is there anything in that year that kind of, like, pushed you to go a little bit harder and to really make it a career?
In what year, 2007?
Yeah, what really inspired you to really, really do this stuff, like how you're doing it now?
Man, I just wanted to learn how to do music. I always wanted to do music. I ain't know how to do it, but I knew that you had to get a studio, and I ain't had the money to, you know what I'm saying, pay for, like, a big studio to go to. So I just saved up some of my own money, and I just bought a little studio in the house, and I just started to go, you know what I'm saying, just record myself.
Man, that's a story of everybody's, man, like, that's like memories for every artist who that made a booth in the bathroom or in the closet, you know, made their own beats because, you know, you gotta save dough and just end up being just super dope beats, super dope, you know what I'm saying, rhyming and all out
yeah.
The crib. So applaud you for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, it was a learning process, man. I got it done, man. Just bought my own stuff, man. People was charging too much money for everything, man. And you just sometimes you just got to take your money instead of giving it to somebody else and just invest in your own self.
Is it any artist, whether international or, you know, in the industry or any artist locally, like in Washington State, that you kind of got inspired by or, you know, were listening to and really made you feel like, hey, man, I got this?
Well, see, I'm originally from New York, so I was already, you know what I'm saying, was already in, like, into music myself. So, but when I came out here, it was a different scene. So the person that inspired me out here that I see that's pushing hard is my partner Quick Savo. You know what I'm saying? Check him out. His stuff is dope too. So yeah, he inspired me to push further because he made it like a reality to see that you can get close to these people. They not bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? They're just normal people too. You know what I'm saying? The people in the industry.
Right. That's cool. All right, so fast forward, man. 94, you know, you dropping heat out here, produced by the DJ Fly.
Yeah, DJ Fly. He from out Chicago too.
Oh, word. Hey, describe like the concept that you created for 94. What is it about?
Shit, it was just about a period in my life, like 1994, when like everything went bad, and a lot of things was happening. So I just made a song about the environment I was living in at that time and the people I lost and just different things, you know. It's a true story, the whole song.
That's deep. Go ahead and do me a favor. Introduce the song. We're gonna rock out to it for a little minute and then come right back.
Okay. Live On Forever, LOF. This is my track 94, produced by DJ Fly. Check it out.
Wow.
Wow. I remember them long nights, them cold nights. Mama saying everything gon' be alright. So go and ask the neighbor for a cup of rice. Sugar water, no Kool-Aid in sight. Me and my big bro, we ran the streets all night. To Louis or Carlitos for some grub tonight. And when I see my dad, I couldn't look in his eyes. Cause he know that drug use fucked up our whole lives. And he been gone for 20 years and I hope he proud of me. My mama, she's an angel, she be looking down on me. And I'm just screaming, fuck them to them niggas doubting me. I smoke away my pains, there's too many R.I.P.s. My dad been gone for 20 years and I hope he proud of me. My mama, she's an angel, she be looking down on me. And I'm just screaming, fuck them to them niggas doubting me. I smoke away my pains, there's too many R.I.P.s. I remember them dope sales and them back blocks, nigga. I remember my house was a dope spot, nigga. My dad was a fiend, but I still love that nigga. He taught me take no shorts and trust that nigga. And my mom, dude, was about her figures. She said, don't let a stupid bitch of the streets kill you. That's why I live my life like a real nigga. Too many R.I.P.s I can't deal with. And when them bullets fly, you better duck, little nigga. And for Lafayette, I still got love, my nigga. And R.I.P. the ghost, that was my 20th nigga. And R.I.P. the Nick, that was my 20th nigga. My dad been gone for 20 years, and I hope he proud of me. My mama, she's an angel, she be looking down. down on me. And I'm just screaming, fuck them to them niggas doubting me. I smoke away my pain, cause there's too many RIP.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That right there, LOF.
Yeah, yeah.
Life, live on forever, Boss Ghetto, 94.
Yeah.
Spitting real. Like, spitting real, bringing it back to not only, like, the conscious rap, like, real rap, like, real street, like, telling somebody what's in your mind and putting it on a platform in the form of lyrics. But you bridge the gap between the classic hip-hop and, like, new age, like, that new lane, spitting some real stuff for your mind. Dog, I'm feeling it.
Oh, shit. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. It's facts. It's all true story.
I can only imagine what it took to bring that out of you as far as, you know, talking about your mom's past, dad, you know, certain aspects of growing up in the hood. Take us back to when you actually wrote it and, like, how you came up with the song. How did you find out? How did you know that that's what you wanted to put on that beat? And then talk about, like, the process of recording it and everything.
Okay. The beat, shit, I had it for a while, and I sat on the beat for a minute. And, shit, I just was vibing out in my basement, you know what I'm saying? It just, it was a few years back I wrote the song. And, shit, it's inspired because my mom and my dad passed away, you know what I'm saying, when I was 10 in 94. So, and my dad was, he used drugs. So his decisions kind of fucked up our lives. So I just made a song to just let him know, like, I'm not mad at him, you know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at them. I hope he's proud of me for doing what I'm doing still, no matter how his life was, you know what I'm saying, and his decision and what he did, you know what I'm saying? So that's the concept behind the song. And some of my homeboys I lost, you know what I'm saying, some of my partners that died, and just different things like that, and things they taught me, you know what I'm saying, not to get caught up and pay attention, be smart, make the right decision and shit, so... And the crazy part about it is my mom, shit, she was on her way to buy me a DJ equipment because at first I wanted to be a DJ. And she passed away the same day she was going to get the stuff, so I never got it. But years later, I went and I got the stuff. So now I do it.
And still went through it with that dream. Wow.
Yeah,
that's some dope content, man. That's really taking like your life and really putting it out there and sharing it with the world, man.
Yes, I had to, man. At first, I was rapping about stuff that I ain't need to be rapping about, and shit. My partners was telling me, shit, you need to be rapping about your life. You got a story, so I just start just reminiscing and thinking about things, and shit, it just came together.
Man, you ever get emotional to this song?
Yeah, sometimes thinking about it, you know what I'm saying? But it's some more crazy stories I got to tell that that's more deeper, you know, that's more touching, you know, so.
CD, No Sleep Till Sunrise
coming out.
You got that new mixtape coming out, No Sleep Till Sunrise. Is 94 on that mixtape?
Yeah, it's on the mixtape, yeah. Yeah, you can get it.
Is it ready? I mean, you got it finished? It's about
to drop? The mixtape is done, man. I'm just waiting to drop it, man. Just I'm thinking in about like 2 weeks or something until I get everything ready for it, and then I'm going to drop it.
Alright, y'all heard it, man. New mixtape.
Shit, and then I'm gonna hit him again with No Sleep to Sunrise 2, man. I'm coming right back on him with it. So, I'm ready.
live on forever. I mean,
yeah.
All right, so listen, we got 94. You just dropped that. What else, other than the mixtape, should we be looking out for? Are there any events or anything like a website we should go to? Anything on the horizon that is big on your radar that we need to have on our radar too?
Just right now is the No Sleep to Sunrise mixtape. That's my main focus. I ain't really got no shows and stuff lined up. I'm just trying to just drop the content and just do heavy promotion. You know, do some more interviews.
Of course. All right, bro. Before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor to shout out whoever you want to shout out. Let us know whatever the team is. You know what I'm saying? Hit them with your Instagram and all of that. And we're going to get out of here.
Okay, man. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at LiveOnF3V3R. You on Instagram at Facebook at LOF Boss Ghetto. I want to shout out my bro, Blue Honey Gaddy, Quick Savo. Shout my girl out, Aileen. Shit, my kids, you know what I'm saying? And all the people that support me, I appreciate it.
Man, respect all on the side.
And I appreciate you, man, for doing this, man, and having me on the show.
Man, real talk, dog. All the way from Tacoma. Appreciate you taking time out, share your story, man, share your life, share the song. The music is hot. So if you're listening to the interview, no doubt.
Shout out to South Bronx, man. Shout out to Bronx, man. I'm from the Bronx. Shout out to BX. I wanted to say that.
South Bronx. South
yeah.
Bronx. South Bronx.
You know it.
If y'all listening to this right now, you got all of the relevant links to go ahead and support this man, support the dopeness. Man, it's right now is out. The song is on SoundCloud right now, Heavy Buzz, as well as the song we played earlier, Beverly. And, of course,
yeah.
He just hit you with the Instagram, the Facebook, all that. Check him out on YouTube at LOF Cannon Boy.
Yeah, I got the song Let It Go. On YouTube, man. The song Let It Go on YouTube, man. Check it out, man. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right. That was another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. We're going to go out now to 94. Until next time.
Peace.
Wow. I remember them long nights, them cold nights. Mama saying everything gon' be alright. So go and ask the neighbor for a cup of rice. Sugar water, no Kool-Aid in sight. Me and my big bro, we ran the streets all night. To Louis or Carlitos for some grub tonight. And when I see my dad, I couldn't look in his eyes. 'Cause he know that drug use fucked up our whole life. And he been gone for 20 years and I hope he proud of me. My mama, she's an angel, she be looking down on me. And I'm just screaming fuck 'em to them niggas doubting me. I smoke away my pain.